So therefore, Masifin Aleh Moedech, we have to add one more to 22. Can have Zugim equal, therefore you have to have 23. Harei Kan Esra Mishleisha, that's how we get the number of 23 to make up a Sahedrik Katana. Now, the Kama Yehei Beir, how many people have to live in a city? Sanhedrin, that it's fit for this city to appoint a Sanhedrin Katana, that there should be a Bezin of 23. You have to have 120. The Gemara will explain exactly where he gets Cheshman of 120. Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, Mosayim Mishloshim, you have to have 230. Keneged Sori Asaris. Keneged the Sorim, the heads of 10. In other words, each one of the Sahedra Katana has to be a Sar, a leader over 10. So therefore you have to have 10 times 23, which is 230. So Mitzvashem, we'll see all the Pshamis Mishnah, we'll see the Gemara goes to explain the whole Mishnah by Riches. Yeah, now we'll start the Gemara. The Gemara says, Otu Gizelos V'chavolois Lav dine momnes ninhu. Like, don't you think that the shayla of gezelos, if somebody stole something, or chavolos, if a man was mazik, did damage to another person, that he has to pay back the hay devorim nezik tzar ripa shavas abayshes? Lav dine momnes ninhu. Isn't this included in the mission of dine momnes? Like the Mishnah starts off to say, the Mishnah starts off dine momnes b'shloisha. Dine momnes means money matters. He needs to read dayanim. Then it says a separate case, Gzeilos v'chavolos v'shloisha. Cases of Gzeilos, if somebody stole something, or Rashi says, Kofa v'pikodin, if I say I gave you something to hold, and you're a Kofa, you say, no, you never gave it to me, it's my own, you have a din of a gazlin, or else v'chavolos. So the Mishnah says it's a separate case, these two cases, Gzeilos v'chavolos, also needs three. So the question is, why does the Mishnah put it in two separate cases for? The Chura, Gzeilos and Chavolos, is a question of mammon. How much money do you have to pay? If you stole the object, you have to pay back. If you're mazik, adam mazik, you have to pay for nezik, tzah, shevis, ripoy, boishes. That's the money. So who, why does the Mishnah put in two separate categories? It should be one case. Dinei, gzeilos, v'chavolos, tishleisha. Why does it say two cases of mammonis, and then gzeilos, v'chavolos? The more answers, Omer Rabbi Avuho, Mahain Ketani. The Mishnah is just coming to explain itself. The Mishnah says that Dine Momnis is Bishloisha. Questions of money, you need three Dayonim. So now the Mishnah is coming to explain itself. Omer Rabbi Avua, Mahain Ketani. That means the Mishnah is explaining Mahain Dine Momnis. What are the cases of Dine Momnis that you need three Dayonim? So the Mishnah explains Gzeilos V'chavolos. Cases of gzeilus, if you stole something, how much you stole, if you kaifa bifikodin, or if you were chayvul, you hit your friend, how much you have to pay the nezik, the tzad aboshes, these are called dine momnis, that you need three dayonim to paskin how much you have to pay. Avol, but the Mishnah means to exclude something. Avol hoidoyis v'halvoy, and a case where a person admits. Hoidoyis means, I admit that I owe you $1,000. And then later you come to claim the money. Or else, for how voice, there's a demir that I lent you $1,000, and now later I want to come and collect the money. So to Shalom, do you have to pay me? Was it paid? Was it not? There's also questions of mumness, of money. Do you have to pay for what you admitted that you owed, or do you have to pay for the loan that took place? On this, loy, these two cases of hoidoyis for how voice, they do not need three dayanim. We'll soon see what they need. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah starts off, Dine Momnis Mishloisha. True, cases of money matters need three dayonim. But you know which type of money matters? Only money matters of Gzeilos V'chavolos. These are the ones that need three. Mashenke matters of a loan of money, whether you have to pay back or not. Or else if you admit to somebody that you owe him money, and then Bezin is Mechayiv you to pay, for that there's no din three. Even though the Mishnah says mumness, it does not mean any money matters. It only means Gzeilos V'chavolos, they need three. Now what should be the difference in the Svarah, the Gemara will soon explain. Yeah. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. And the Mishnah has to say both cases.
The Mishnah has to first say the Akadamo that Dinei Momnis needs three, and then it also has to explain it, which type of Momnis, of money matters, need three, Gizelas v'chavolas. Why do we have to say both for? Because the Tani Dinei Momnis, if the Mishnah would have just said that money matters need three Dayanim, Habamina would have thought to say, included in Dinei Momnis is the Afilu Hoidoris v'chavolas, even in a case where somebody admitted first that he owed money, or else where there are Edim that he borrowed money. There was Alvor took place. We know clearly Alvor took place. Maybe in these cases also you would need three Dayanim. If the Mishnah would just say, Dine Momnis Bishleisha, I would have thought even Haidoris Valvois also need three. Therefore, Tana, therefore the Mishnah says right away, it starts off Dine Momnis Bishleisha, and right away it says, Gizelas Vachavolas Bishleisha. As if to say, only these two cases of Gizelas, questions of if he stole the money, how much he has to pay back, or else the Chavolas, if you're Mazik, how much he has to pay, these cases need three Dayanim. But other cases of Momnis, Halvois, and Hoidois, we'll soon see has a different halacha. Now, the Tarni Gzelus v'Chavolus, if the Mishnah would have just said, he should know Dine Gzelus and Dine Chavolus needs three Dayanim, V'loi Ketarni Dine Momnis, and the Mishnah would not start off with the Hakdama, that money matters, need three, who would have just said Gzelus v'Chavolus need three, Habamina, then also I would have thought to say, that maybe who are din the afilo hoidoris v'havois, maybe even a case of where you admit that you owe money, or where we have eidim that you borrowed the money. In such cases, whether it's a sharli, whether you paid back or not, maybe also three dayanim is enough. If so, v'hai diktoni gzelus v'chavolus, how come the Mishnah just says that dinei gzelus v'chavolus is torach shloisha? You know why it says these two cases? Not to exclude anything else, but maybe Mishum, the Ikka Gimel, the Ksivi. How the cloud do we know the cloud that by money matters we need three Dayanim? How do we know this? It says it by Gzelus, the Chavolus. It says it in the Torah by the Parsha of Gzelus. By Gzelus it says the word Elohim there three times, which means a Bezdin, and we say it means three Dayanim. So therefore, if the Mishnah would have just said that Gzelus and Chavolus need three, I would have thought to say the same halach applies to Hoidoyis Valvois also need three. Why does the Mishnah just say Gzelus and Chavolus? Because that's the place in the Torah where it says that you need three Dayanim. Why? Again, the Mishnah Gemara says, Tichsiv, Gzelus and Chavolus, Ksivi. Gzelus, Tichsiv, by Gzelus, the Pasuk says, V'nikrav Balabayis El Holahim. You have to take the Balabayis to Bezdin. Now Rashi explains, Pasuk says, the Nikra of Balabayis El Holahim. Now, Midach Sib Bapash Elohim Gimel Zimn. It says three times the word Elohim here, which means Bezdin. Naskulam, we learn out from here, Tibin and Shloisha, that you have to have three Dayanim in this Pasha. Now, Bahai Krok Sib Beshoy Mechinim. This Pasuk of the Nikra of Balabayis El Holahim is talking about a Shoy Mechinim. Vizet Toino Shesholach Yad Bifik Toinoi. The Balabas says to the Shema, you are Shaleach Yad. You took this animal when you were watching it, and you used it for yourself. So I'm telling you, you're a Gazlin. You stole my animal. So Hainu Gzelus, that's called Gzelus. And in this Pasha, the time of Gzela, the Pasuk says three times the word Holehim, which means Bezdin. So in the Pasha of Gzelus, we learn out, you need three Dayanim. Now, Chavolus, how do I know Chavolus also needs three Dayanim if it's a question if an Adam hit another man, and he has to pay for the hey devorim nezik tsar ripa shevus and boishit. How much do you have to pay? Not here. How do you know you need three dayanim there also? Because I'll tell you, chavolos, mali chava begufoi, mali chava bemamainoi. What's the difference whether you hit somebody else in his goof, or whether you stole somebody's money? That's a svara. That just like by Zelus needs three dayanim to pass in the shilas, who are then chavolos? If you hit somebody, the gufay, also it's a svara, three dayanim would be sufficient, would be enough. Rashi says, Mali chavu b'mamaynoi, mimash mashinem mashloisha b'chayvu b'mamaynoi. Since the Pasuk says when you steal from somebody, that's called chayvu b'mamaynoi, you're taking away his money, that you need three dayanim, af chayvu b'gufay b'chlal, In that I would know that if a man hits another man, he hits his goof, that he has to pay back for the nezik or for a tsar, also he needs three diyonim. Hilkach, therefore, behind Namik Sudbet, as if it says three by Chavolos also. So therefore, if the Mishnah would have just said, Gezelus for Chavolos, I would think the Mishnah's taken the classical cases that you need three diyonim, but really the same thing applies to Hoidoyis and Havoyis. Therefore, Tona Mahein Dine Momnis. Therefore, the Mishnah puts it in two categories. First, the Mishnah says, Dine Momnis Bishloisha, that money matters need three. And then the Mishnah explains itself. What type of money matters need three? Mahein Dine Momnis. What are considered the types of Dine Momnis that is not three? That's Zelus V'Chabolus. Therefore, the Mishnah explains itself that not all Dine Momnis, but only questions of Gzelus and Chavolus need three dayanim. Avol, but the Mishnah means to exclude, we'll soon see the reason why, but Avol, hoidoyis valvoyis loy, but in the case of a money matter, where it's a question that you admitted that you owe him money, and later you say, no, I did pay you back, so it's a question, do you have to pay or not, or how much money, or else by your loan, with the aid that you lend money, the question, did he pay back or not? So you take him to Bezdin. How many do you need? That we do not know. That the Mishnah is not talking about. When the Mishnah says, Dini Momnis Bishloisha, it's only going on Gzelus V'Chavolus. But Hoidoyis V'Avoyis has a different halacha. That's why the Mishnah says it in two categories, like it explains itself. Dini Momnis is only Gzelus V'Chavolus. Now the Gemara says, Ulamai, for what purpose are you telling me it's different? Ulamai Rashi says, Hilchosa Sharina Tone Ledine Milva, like, what do you mean to say that by halvois and hoidois is going to be different? What difference is there going to be? Ulamai. Elaine, if you want to tell me delay bidin shleisha, that you can tell me you do not have to have three dayonim to paskin the shayla of halvo of a milvo, Ivomer Abavur said that shna yim shadonu dinim omnis, if two dayonim sit down to paskin shaylas in money matters, whether it's halvois, any money matters, you should know that divrei hakol according to everybody or bavu holds ain't din ayim din. You should know that din means nothing. So here you see, Rashi explains that divrei hakol means lekamin koi. It's going really on the gemara on davov. The pligi bepshara. There are some machlekes if you want to make a settlement whether two is enough. The yashmin and rabbi avua the din. If it's not a settlement but it's a din torah, then kula mudat the bin and gimel. Everybody admits that even a regular case of a halvor and a milvor, you need three dayanim. So what does our Mishnah mean to say you need three only by chavolos and zelos, and not by hodois and by milvor? What do you mean? What do you need? So you have to need three here also. So what are you telling me now? What's the need? So Mar says like this. Elo deloy binim mumchin. I tell you that by halvois and hodois, you do not need a bezdin of mumchin. Rashi says, mumchin that they got smicha, v'notlu rishus minosi, that they received permission from the nosi. Lodun to paskin. So they mean, like we'll learn later on, in Pedafei, exactly what smicha is, what mumchin is. But I call upon him when our Mishnah says, dinim mamnis kishleisha, bishleisha means with mumchin. That's what it means, with mumchin. And that's what comes to say, la fuke, haidois, fahavois, yeah, you do not need mumchin. Gemara says, why? Why should be different? Well, Mike is sober. What does the Tana of our Mishnah hold? What does our Tana hold that holds that you're telling me by her doyis and by her voice, you do not need a bezin of smuchin? Why? Ik is sober. If our Tana of the Mishnah holds, ik is sober, eruv parshias kostas kan, in the middle of the shomrim, there's a mixture of other parshias. It's not only talking about hilcha shomrim. If so, liboy nami mumchin. If so, even by regular hoido of halvor, you should also have to have a bezin of mumchin. Rashi explains, what do you mean, ear of pashis ksivkan? Rashi says, the ikulaman diyama balgoiz leitzim. We have a gemara in Baba Kama, that shaparshias, these pashis, and elam ishpotin, murovaitzim, they're mixed up. Sheesh mikra kos of the pashis, there's one postakir, sheni yachlamet boela mi pasha cheris, that really belongs someplace else. Kegoyin, the Pasuk says, Asher Yoyma Kihuzeh. He says like this, Kihuzeh. The Afidim in Eif, maybe we learn out the famous cloud of Moedah, the Mikzah Tatayin Yeshava. If you would, I say you owe me $100, and you admit that you owe me $50, that's called your moed v'miksas, that there's a klal yishovah midiraisa, you have to swear. How do we know that? Shekosa b'shoy mechinam. The pasuk here is talking about a shoy mechinam. So this mandiyam holds that when the pasuk says ki yuzeh, lava shoy mechinam koi, like an eruv, it's mixed up, it's not really going on the pasuk shoy mechinam. The shoymim. Afo pishloy hoidu niksas chayovim lishovah. Because by regular shoymer, even though he's not moedah b'niksas, still he has to swear. The adoyis mixas atayna pasha dream kesef talvakoi. That we darshan, you need a moedah b'niksas, that's going on alone, on a different pasha altogether. On a different pasuk of dream kesef talvah. Tosemu debina noedah b'niksas. There is a question that I say, I lent you $100. And if you would say, no, you lent me nothing, you kaif rakoil, there you put, you don't have to swear. There we need the pasuk, ki hu zeh, that if you admit that you borrowed $50, then we say you have to swear on the other $50. But when do you have to need the pasuk of ki hu zeh? That's by halvo of the pasuk, the inkest of halva. Tosemu debina moedah b'niksas. Vilo moedah klum, if you don't agree to anything, chazokim tenosot aveis emes, lo yochaz elihoi sponim, that's a svara that we believe a kaif rakoil, because if he was lying, he wouldn't have such ozo. Alright, turn over. In other words, that's as far as kaif rakoil is potter from a shvua. Hilkach, therefore, afilu shvua leiboy, abu bepikodim, but by a shoymer, the lekeh gemilas chasodim, meyaz and meyaz, kaif rakoil boy shvua. But the regular shoymer, over there we say, it doesn't bother you to lie to the owner. So when the owner says, give me back my shor, I gave it to you to watch, and you said nothing doing, you never gave it to me, you have to swear anyway. Says so, even though it says the pasuk ki hu zeh in the middle of shomrim, we say iruv pashiv tzivkan, that the pasuk is not going on shomrim, but it's going on another pasuk altogether. See if our Tana holds like that. Says so, the high Tana the mastis nisrulei nami dehaya shayyam ki hu zeh pi havo mishtoi, that the pasuk is talking about alone. Hare nemar elohim b'hai kro. In this pasuk of ki hu zeh, it also says the word of bezdin. The mashma mumchin, that the word Elohim means you have to go to a bezdin of mumchin that receives smicha. Like we'll see later on exactly how you get it. Loshen shurara, because the loshen of Elohim means like you're a ruler. Loshen shurara, rabbonis. So the kaginon reina sati Elohim leparoi. I appointed you to be a leader for paro. Loshen rabbonis liboy mumchin. So if our tan of our mishnah holds ear of kashis, then when the pasuk says ki hu zeh, it's not only going on shomrim, but it's going on halvo, on a loan. And in this pasuk it says the word Elohim, which means bezdin of a mumchin. Says so, even by halvois and adois, you should also bedavka have to have a bezdin of mumcha. So why does our mishnah say then that dine momnes b'shleisha, which means bezdin of mumcha, only applies to gzeilus v'chavolus, but not to halvo? Why not? But this man yama then, even halvo should also need three mumchin. Yeah. Now, v'kisav, if our Tana holds, einer of pashis ksiv kan, that no, our Mishnah is not, that the psukim there are not mixed up, but the pasuk is only talking about shemrim. If so, then by how voice, the chlal the pasuk is not talking about. Says so, shloish shalomali. What do you have to have even three dayan for? Rashi says, v'shloish shemenolan, for how vo, for v'tlos alihim nafkudon lekamon, for alihim by how vo loiksiv. That our Mishnah says, Dini Momnis needs three dayonim, we learn out from the pasuk it says three times Elohim, which is not talking about halvo, it's not talking about alone. It's talking about shomrim, about chavolis, about gzeilus. That's what it's talking about. But not about halvo. It says, so if our Tana holds that there's no ear of parshis, so then halvo has no word Elohim, so how do you know for Dini halvo you need three dayonim altogether? It says, so back kasha, what's shown our Mishnah? So it sounds like this. Liyolam, really, I'll tell you, ksavar awatan holds, iruv pashyus ksivkan. Yes, when the pasuk says, ki hu zeh here, it's going on dini halvos. Says so, it's as if it says the word Elohim three times by halvo. So then the question was, why don't you need a dayan, a bezdin of mumchin? The Torah says, yes. Ovedinu rilamidi raisa, dili boy nami mumchin. even by the question of halvois vaadois, is a question if you borrowed money or not, if you admitted that you owed money or not. On such questions, really, midiraisa, it says kiyuzeh, it's going on halvor, it says the word Elohim, you should need three dayonim which are mumchim. Really, you should need them. V'hai deloi dinon, how come our Mishnah is excluding it? That our Mishnah is only saying dinim momnis, and which type of dinim momnis? Only gzelos v'chavolos, only these two need a bezin of mumchim, but not halvor. Why? How come our Mishnah holds that a dinim halvor does not need mumchim? I'll tell you, it's the Rabbanon Nikasvara. Mishum the Rabbi Chanina. Mishum Rabbi Chanina Svara. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Devat Taramid Yeraisa, Echad Dinim Omnis, Yechad Dinim Nefoshes, Vedrisha Bechakira. It's like a dugma, it's like a muscle, a similar case, like Rabbi Chanina says. Rabbi Chanina explains that Mid Yeraisa really, Dinim Omnis needs Drisha Bechakira. It means before we Makabal Eden for a child of Dinim Omnis, does the Mila Shafi be Dervish Bechayke them? Like we'll see later on in the Masechta, exactly, there are seven Drishas, Achkiras, really give them a hard time. As Rashi explains, Shinra Bechadidim, the Kant of Rabbanu, the Drisha of Achkira, Sorach Livdek Esedim, Beyezi Yem, Beyezi Shohalvo. We'll see later on exactly what they are. But Nidhi Yeraisa, even Dinim Omnis, also needs Drisha of Achkira.